This is going to be your most amazing Christmas ever because we are going to deliver thousands upon thousands of souls from purgatory on that day. Wait till you hear the plan. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, ever since I was a kid, and inside I am still a kid, I loved Christmas, especially for the gifts. That was something that was amazing. Then when I had my conversion in 2002, Christmas took on a whole new meaning. Faith totally made it unbelievable because it wasn't just about the toys, so to speak. It was about Jesus Christ. But I still love gifts. But this year, I want something more. Now, we know from several different sources, Maria Sima, the unpublished manuscript, and other books on purgatory, that the day on which the most souls in purgatory are released is Christmas Day. Why? What's the logic? Christmas Day is the birth of Jesus, the day that we give gifts. The greatest gift that could be given is heaven. So praying for the souls in purgatory isn't just for November, it's all year long, but especially in the Christmas season. So here is my idea. Listen to this. I want you to pick the favorite gift that you might receive, whatever that is. And then I want you to calculate its value. So suppose that someone is giving you a gift, someone from your immediate family, or you're asking for it, or you're buying it for yourself, and that gift costs $150. Okay. Now I want you to sacrifice that gift, not receive it, and to use that money instead to offer masses for one soul in purgatory. Now, normally, I tell you and we talk about praying for the souls in purgatory or a particular group or priests in purgatory. I want this to be different. I want us to focus on one soul in purgatory. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to your mind who it is that you should pray for. Now, this could be a family member, someone that you know, or just some random specific person. Maybe you want to pray for a nun that's in purgatory, or a priest that's in purgatory, or a pope that's in purgatory. Your choice and the Holy Spirit's choice. Now, I want you to first have that monetary value, let's say it's $150, and have that many masses offered for that one soul in purgatory as a gift to them. And then from now till December 25th, I want you to offer all your sacrifices and prayers, etc., for that particular soul. Then here's what's going to be the most amazing part. I want you to get a box or a bag, whatever you would have put that gift in, and wrap it. And inside that box, I want you to put a piece of paper that says whatever is a soul's in purgatory name. So for instance, nun in purgatory, priest in purgatory, your Uncle Joe, whoever. And I want you to give that gift to yourself on Christmas Day instead of the other gift, because the greatest gift that we can give ourselves and the greatest gift that we could give Jesus is a soul. A soul delivered into heaven and giving that soul the gift of heaven. There's nothing better than that. And the joy that you will have on Christmas Day after making all these prayers and sacrifices, etc., of giving yourself the gift that you know that you brought a soul from purgatory into heaven, that's worth more than all the gifts on earth. My friends, this is going to be the best Christmas ever. Help me spread this idea, this purgatory Christmas challenge. Please encourage each other down below in the comments. This is going to be amazing. I'll see you in the next one.